Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with two guests, Angie Delmoral, who is the executive director of the board, the Braveheart Volunteers, and Michelle Friedman, who is the vice president of the board of Braveheart Volunteers. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Hi, Brooke. Thank you.
Good morning. Hello. Well, we are here to talk about Braveheart Volunteers. I guess maybe that's kind of obvious from your introductions. So I want to turn to you first, Angie. Just for listeners who maybe are new to town or not familiar with the organization, what is Braveheart Volunteers?
Well, we are a nonprofit, and we serve people who are lonely, grieving, or at the end of life. That's pretty much the focus of our clients, and we are very we have dozens of volunteers who meet their needs and go in and companion them and sit beside them at the bedsides and just walk beside them in their grief and companion them in the ways that a friend would.
Mm-hmm. So it's really for everyone. We're all going to be in that category at some point, lonely, grieving, end of life.
Yes.
So amazing services. And I know, too, that these services are free of charge. So you rely on volunteers. How do you and fundraisers like we're about to talk about? That's how this is the financial part of it is taken care of.
Yeah, well, the fundraising and we get our funds through donations, fundraising, and grants. And so these fundraisers, they're really important to, they're a key part of keeping Braveheart going and keeping the doors open. Yeah.
Well, let me turn to Michelle. We're here to talk about a specific fundraiser, so obviously very important in helping this work happen. What is the fundraiser we're here to talk about?
So this is the 2023 Braveheart Buoy and Art Auction, and this is our fourth year that we started this during COVID because we came up with this idea that we could be COVID safe, and people have just kept supporting us and keeping it going, and it's just been really, really fun. So we provide, I had about 20 artists that were interested in getting buoys from me, and or maybe they already had their own, and they throughout the winter painted their buoys and provided all their own supplies, like all their paints, all their talent, all their time, all the shellac and sealants that they needed to, and then turned it into us, and we hung these buoys throughout the summer to decorate downtown. And some of them have been in some storefronts, and they are all now, all the buoys and the art are in Island Artist Gallery, and they're going to be there all this week. So this auction is a online auction, and it starts at 1 p.m. today. It runs for exactly 1 week, so next Tuesday the 29th at 1 p.m. it will end. People can bid. Everything's there. Everything's on this website. It's very easy to use. You do have to log in, but you don't have to pay anything to log in. It's just a logging in thing. And then, you can actually just view it and not log in. But if you want to participate, if you want to bid, you have to log in. And it's great. I always bid every year, and it gives you updates. So if you get outbid, it'll let you know in an email. And
where do people go to view this online auction?
Right. So the easiest way to find it is to go to our website, braveheartvolunteers.org. And there's a link there to the auction site. It's we use an auction site called 32 Auctions. And there's it's a little longer link to give you to actually find it. So that's the best way to find it is through our website and in the gallery at the Island Artist Gallery, and around town there are some flyers that have a QR code, and that QR code will also take you straight there.
Great.
So we have these artists. We've had a few little things happen this year. One is that Ruth and Vern Culp commissioned Allie Spurlock, who a lot of people I think know her art because she's getting really very well known with her buoy art, and they commissioned her to make this beautiful buoy for us, and then they donated it to Braveheart. So that was super special because I felt like I wish all the artists could be commissioned and paid. Mm-hmm. And we had it hanging for, it was also decorated with a beautiful macrame line done by Tim Ryan, and it was stolen. Mm. So it was hanging down here not too far from Raven Radio. And unfortunately, we have still never found that buoy or it's never been returned. However, Allie and Tim stepped right in, and Allie did another buoy for us, and Tim did the macrame again. So we still have a beautiful Allie and Tim buoy on the auction site.
Amazing.
And so that was pretty amazing little...
It highlights the support that you get from the community, that story and just all the artists that, mm-hmm. that donate, like you said, their time and their skill and then all of the tools to make this happen. Yeah. It shows that Braveheart Volunteers is really supported by the community, and people are volunteering in all sorts of ways, mm-hmm. not necessarily just as a volunteer, but as an artist even. And so people can view this art online on the website, but also there's going to be an event midway through the auction for people to see these things in person if they haven't already throughout the summer. Tell us about that, Michelle.
Right. So this Friday, so all week, all the buoys and all the art are in the Island Artist Gallery. And it's a nice way to come into that gallery and right downtown and see the art closer up. This Friday, after hours from 5:30 to 7, we're going to have an open house viewing of the art with light refreshments. So that'll be maybe easier for locals to come in on an after hours. Downtown gets a little busy during the week. So, that'll be there, and all the buoys and art will be there until next Tuesday, and then Tuesday afternoon or evening, I guess, after the gallery closed, we'll bring the buoys back to the office, to Braveheart's office, and that's where people can pick up their buoys and art that they won.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, just in a couple of minutes, I want to take a moment to turn back to you, Angie, and ask, what will this money go towards? Tell us a little bit about some of the work that Braveheart will do with this.
Okay, well, it goes mostly toward operations, but when somebody gives to Braveheart, it's like passing through us to the care receivers in a way that it shows up as compassion for them. It shows up as, you know, an hour of care and just an hour of support. And so Braveheart is mostly there to offer social and emotional and instructional support. And so there's a quote that is by Lawrence Lehmer, and he said, "The difference between a helping hand and an outstretched palm is a twist of the wrist." And what we all find is that we never expect to be in a place of need. It can come upon us suddenly, and things can turn on a dime. And so what we're there for is in those moments when people are put into those situations of loneliness or grieving or diagnosis of a terminal illness or anything like that, our volunteers go in and just be there and love them and support them. And so what we're seeing right now is a lot of people calling, needing grief support. And so that's been a real primary focus of ours for this past year. Some of it's pandemic related, or, you know, the loneliness that was also really heightened by the pandemic. And so we're really strengthening our grief programming. And we have four trainings coming up this fall. One is our volunteer training for new volunteers. The other is our end-of-life volunteer training. And those are people who sit at the bedsides. And then we have a friend in grief training, and those are for volunteers who want to companion somebody who's going through grief. And the fourth training is for grief group facilitators, and that's to enlist people who usually have had a loss themselves and they understand grief, and they can kind of facilitate grief support groups.
Great. Wow. So listeners can get involved not only by participating in this fundraiser, but also doing some training and maybe joining Braveheart Volunteers in another way. Could you give us the phone number and the website one more time so people can call or visit the auction?
Yeah. So give us a call if you ever want to volunteer or if you have anybody that you might think needs our services, 747-4600 and braveheartvolunteers.org. Just scrolling down just a little bit on our homepage, you'll see the auction information and you'll see all the stuff that is happening for Braveheart. There's a lot happening.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Michelle Friedman and Andy Delmoral, for being here this morning.
Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.